Action and Reaction. Unfairly Accused. Frederick Olney.
Between Crandall's second trial in October 1833 and her third trial in July 1834, a separate trial took place in March 1834. Frederick Olney, an African-American man, often brought supplies to the school from other towns because all but one of the Canterbury stores refused to sell goods to Crandall. He was friends with Charles Harris and Mariah Davis Harris, and later married Charles' younger sister, Olive Harris. In late January 1834, Olney delivered a package to a student from New York, Gloriana Catherine Marshall. While the students were studying on the second floor, Olney began fixing a clock for Crandall on the first floor. Charles Harris was also at the school that day. A blaze was discovered between the clapboards on the northeast corner of the school. Both men sounded the alarm and extinguished the fire with the help of several white residents. 2 weeks later, Olney was arrested in Norwich, Connecticut. He was accused of starting the fire. Olney was acquitted, but the hostility toward the Canterbury African-American community was clear. In 1801, Connecticut allowed the death penalty for persons who committed arson that endangered lives. In their March 13, 1834 issue, the Unionist published this excerpt from the testimony of Charles Harris at the trial of Frederick Olney. Quote, "Saw Olney in the keeping room writing before dinner, and not long afterwards he brought witness a letter and asked him to carry it to the post office. Very soon he heard fire, ran out, and saw smoke at the corner of the house. Got an axe and Olney struck into the corner and the smoke burst out." Close quote.